And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 17th of December. December 17th is National Maple Syrup Day. The origins of the production of maple syrup can be traced back thousands of years to what is now the northeastern region of the United States. There, it was first gleaned from the abundant maple tree population by indigenous peoples. Native Americans have legends about how maple syrup was discovered. One of these stories is that Chief Wuxis of the Iroquois found the sweet syrup when he threw his tomahawk at a maple tree in the cold of winter. The next day, the sun warmed the sap inside the tree, and from the hole sprung forth the tasty syrup. The methods for obtaining maple syrup haven't changed much over time. It is a matter of tapping a suitable maple tree, collecting the sap, boiling the sap to reduce it, and finally straining it. European colonists quickly came to love maple syrup. It was a popular substitute for cane sugar, which had to be imported from the West Indies region. Today, maple syrup is used around the world, and Canada now produces the vast majority of it. What sets maple syrup apart from refined sugar is its minerals and antioxidants. Maple syrup contains the following minerals: manganese, zinc, calcium, potassium, iron, and magnesium. Maple syrup nutrition is impressive when it comes to supplying protective antioxidants. The medical journal Pharmaceutical Biology revealed that pure maple syrup contains up to 24 different antioxidants. These antioxidants are beneficial for reducing free radical damage that can cause inflammation and contribute to the formation of various chronic diseases. Maple syrup also has a lower glycemic index than honey and cane sugar. Whenever possible, select darker grade B maple syrups, since these contain more beneficial antioxidants than the lighter syrups do. The publication of Zoopolis, A Political Theory of Animal Rights, by Sue Donaldson and Will Kimlicka, was on this day in 2011. Zoopolis argues that different types of animals stand in different relationships to human political communities. Domesticated animals should be seen as full members of human-animal mixed communities, participating in the cooperative project of shared citizenship. Wild animals, by contrast, form their own sovereign communities entitled to protection against colonization, invasion, domination, and other threats to self-determination. Liminal animals, who are wild but live in the midst of human settlements, such as crows or raccoons, should be seen as denizens, residents of our societies, but not fully included in the rights and responsibilities of citizenship. To all of these animals, we owe respect for their basic and viable rights, but we inevitably and appropriately have very different relations with them, with different types of obligations. Zoopolis offers an original and profoundly affirmative vision of how to ground this complex web of relations between animals and humans on principles of justice and compassion. The publication of We All Love, A Book for Compassionate Little Vegans and Vegetarians by Julie Housen was on this day in 2017. What if we started intentionally teaching children the ethics of kindness for all beings? What if our school curricula taught the interconnectedness of creation and the morality of caring for the world? This book is a step in that direction. We All Love explores the earliest stages of empathy, where we learn to recognize the things we have in common. By finding our similarities, we can begin having conversations about empathy and how we can live compassionately through a vegan lifestyle. Julie Housen grew up on a small farm surrounded by animals and has a background in childhood education and art. As she researched animal behavior, welfare, and the environmental impacts of modern agriculture, Julie gladly made the decision to go vegan. She has combined her love for animals, ethical lifestyle choices, education, and art into the creation of this book. We All Love is intended to be a resource for educators and parents to teach children about the compassion-centric ethics behind the vegan lifestyle. And here's a poem for today, Kindness to Animals, author unknown. Little children, never give pain to things that feel and live. Let the gentle robin come for the crumbs you save at home. As his meat you throw along, he'll repay you with a song. Never hurt the timid hare peeping from her green grass lair. Let her come and sport and play on the lawn at close of day. The little lark goes soaring high to the bright windows of the sky, singing as if 'twere always spring and fluttering on an untired wing. Oh, let him sing his happy song, nor do these gentle creatures wrong. Kindness to animals, author unknown. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to teach a child in your life that a real hero protects vulnerable animals.